And we're back here at the halftime break. Again, a cardiac battle out there as the teams are run the pitch in the boys' game. It's a 3-2 score right now that has Panorama leading. And joining me here at the halftime break, head coach of Esack County Girls Soccer, head coach Bob Babe. And coach, you knew this was going to be probably the toughest game on the slate. There's some ups and downs moments on this. What were some of your overall thoughts on this, an 8-1 defeat tonight?
Well, the first half, I knew we would struggle. We threw a completely different formation in that we hadn't worked on all year. We switched off our 4-1-4-1, dropped into a 4-3-3, just because I knew they had such an offensive attack. I wanted to kind of balance this out a little bit more. And that whole first half was a learning period, which I thought we played fairly well until they started getting their motion going, and we lost Kreese a couple times, and she got some goals on us early.
Is there anything to be said from a coaching standpoint where it wasn't bang, bang, bang with the goals? It was, you know, they'd get one, there'd be an eight-minute period, they'd get one, and then it'd be another eight-minute period. Is there anything to be said with that in-between gap rather than giving them all up at once?
Yeah, I think the girls understand what they need to do. Is just we kind of got distracted, started chasing the ball, and lost track of our marks, and we give up a shot. They score the goal. And you could see them huddling down there in front of the goal after they score, and they'd straight themselves out, and they'd play well again for a little bit, and then they'd go back to going through the ball instead of the mark.
In one of those plays down there, it's, for a lack of a better term, kind of a pinball action where one player would get it, it would just kind of bounce around. What do you do for that sort of thing? It just seems like once that sort of play happens, it's just destined to end in the back of your net. Kind of a tough play. I think it was the second goal of the game that you guys gave up.
Yeah, it's really frustrating because the girls are trying to wait for the ball to settle so they can play it. The best thing you can do is read it out of the air and go up, use your head, and try to get it away from the goal. But unfortunately for us, it found its way into the net instead of out to midfield.
And all that being said, Danae Thayer at times seemed to have some really timely saves. The defense in front of her, like you said, at times things seemed to click. We were just talking about it. This is only the second game of the year. What does a game like this do for your defense? As weird as it sounds, you give up 8 goals in this game, but you gave up 10 last year, so there's some improvement there. What does a game like this do for the defense this early in the year?
That's one thing we kind of lacked on early on in the year. It was getting time on the field, spread out, and working defensive drills. So this was an excellent defensive practice is what it is. It's just going to make us better throughout the year.
And then Kenna Meyer gets one in the final 2 minutes. But it wasn't only Meyer. You look at the offensive side of this game, it felt like there was some, maybe out of sheer frustration at points in the second half, more of a push to get down there and score. And even in a lopsided game, it's got to feel good as a collective to get that one goal in the back of the net.
Yeah, it's great to see Kenna get her goal. Obviously, we want her to score every game. And we had Sarah Bontrager, Chloe Barrett, even a couple of the midfielders got up there. We actually had some good offensive pushes. It's just we never got to that final shot to put some pressure on their goalkeeper.
And now you look ahead to next week. It gets back busy Monday and Tuesday at home against Oakland Riverside on Monday and West Central Valley Tuesday. I know it's short-term to ask you this, but give us some of your opening thoughts on those two teams. It's going to be nice to be back on your own field for the first time this season.
Yeah, we want to get in Wall Lake. Oakland Riverside, new team. I don't know anything about them. I'm going to do a lot of research this weekend, put together a game plan, but it seems like every other time they're on our schedule, either weather stops us or they don't have enough players or we didn't have enough players or something. But this will be the first time playing Riverside. And then Tuesday night, West Central Valley, this is going to be another good game. They have a couple very talented ball handlers. I know what kind of offense they run. It's the offense I used to run when I first started coaching, so I'm very familiar with what they want to do, and we'll put some plans in place to try to stop that.
All right, Coach, a tough one tonight, but thank you for the time and good luck next week.
Thank you.
And that was head coach Bob Babe of Esack County Girls Soccer.